Good morning, it's Katrina here from Wholesome Ireland. It's Monday the 5th of May 2015, also known in Mexico as Cinco de Mayo. But here in Ireland it's just the regular old 5th of May, the first day back in work after the bank holiday weekend. We have a bank holiday in Ireland here for May Day, so it's always the first weekend in May. We had a bank holiday yesterday, so today most people are back in work. I could see on my timeline on Twitter last night there was a good few people talking about, you know, the fear and worrying about going back into work and back into school today. It was a bit different for us because I worked yesterday, I'm in work today, and the six-year-old is actually on midterm now for the week, so he's not in school at all. So it's not quite the same here. My husband's back in work. I've got two small boys downstairs bouncing around. The 15-year-old is in school. And I'm just juggling a little bit of children plus work. And unfortunately, it's wet. I mean, it's very wet. We've had, I suppose, over the weekend, and it looks like we're going to get about another 20 mil today. We've had, give or take, about 50 mil of rain in the space of 3 days. That's an awful lot. And when I took a look down the allotment over the weekend on a couple of times, the polytunnel is really warm because the weather is quite warm, but very, very humid because we've got like puddles in the bottom of the polytunnel. The ground has been so dry for the last couple of weeks. We've had very little rain and everything has dried out. So when we had so much rain over the last few days, it's all sitting on top. So we've got masses of puddles and road flooding, and in our polytunnel it is very, very humid because there's water in the bottom of the polytunnel. So most of the stuff in the polytunnel that's planted into the ground is happy out because it's sucking up the water, but we have an awful lot of things in pots, so we still have to go down and water. Even though it is wet in the polytunnel, we have to water anything that's in pots. I'm really glad that we put the stone into the allotment because it means that we're not walking through inches of muck every time we go down the allotment. My husband got down yesterday while I was working and he managed to get most of the weeding done, which was fantastic. So today, what's on the agenda? Well, I've got quite a lot of stuff to do today. I also need to take the small boys out because I have to go and do householdy things, well, work householdy things, so I have to do the post office and the bank. And then there's all the usual housework things to be done as well. So there's laundry and cleaning in the house to be done. And then there's meals to be made as well. So it's not quite as if I'm stepping away from the household to work in the office all day, because I'm in the house, but I'm in the home office. So downstairs, the boys are a little bit distracted for a while. They're tired because we were out late last night. So what's on the agenda food-wise? Well, I've been testing quite a good few recipes for a new project that I've been working on, and testing them in the kitchen, but also testing them on the kids to see if they like them or not, which is kind of important. Sunday we went to Boyne Grove Fruit Farm and checked out their orchards, picked up a couple of really, really decent products up there, got a fantastic cider vinegar, 2013 vintage. I love that, 2013 vintage. And I used it to make a light pickle for some homegrown beetroot yesterday. That was really nice. And I also got some Bramley apples, which got mixed up with some raspberries from the freezer, a small amount of sweetener and some chia seeds to make some chia jam, because chia thickens up a sauce and makes sure that I don't have to use too much sugar. So I've got a good few jars of jam downstairs. And today I have 1, 2, 3, 4 pork hocks to go into the oven for a slow roast, and then I'll pick them over once they're cooled down to make sure that I get meat that doesn't have too much fat on it.
And then I'll use that later on. Well, seeing as it's Cinco de Mayo, we'll probably eat Mexican today. So we'll do something pulled pork. Probably a recipe inspired by my friend Lily Ramirez Foran, who's known as the Mexican cook in Ireland. So that's kind of what we're up to for the day. The week ahead is busy. When is it not? It's really interesting, actually, because today is Tuesday and I feel like I've already done a week's work, because yesterday I think I must have done about 10 hours. And like 10 hours in the office isn't such a big deal, but when it's a bank holiday Monday, that can be kind of tough going when you want to spend the time with your family. But these are the breaks when you work for yourself and you just have to keep on plugging, and that's the plan. So listen, whatever you're up to for today and for the week ahead, have a great one. You'll find me over on wholesomeireland.com and on all good social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter and Pinterest, where I'm at wholesomeie. I'm just about to send out my monthly newsletter, and that'll include details of the shopping tips from yesterday, where I show you how to save money on your grocery shop each week. You'll find it all over on the blog, wholesomeireland.com. Take care. Bye.